Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so we have both systems. Everybody on online are able to listen as well as R5 and Inspire on Facebook Live. So we're going to be talking tonight about what's going on in the world, because a silent voice means we're supporting it, right? And I don't care what color you are, I don't care what ethnicity you are, no one needs to be treated like Stephen Floyd was treated, or anybody else that's been treated in that capacity. I always say I don't look at people by their color, and I don't. I mean, you see people by color, but that's the first thing you see. But I see heart, and that's just my thing. That's who I am. But we were talking about racial profiling, and I was talking about how I experienced that living in South Carolina over the years. And when I would come home from Georgia and visit, in my insanity, I used to get follow, and then again in my Mercedes, but not as much in my Mercedes because I was older, so go figure, right? But we're going to be chatting about persevering past the pain, so I don't want to just talk all tonight. Hey, Cornelia, hey, everybody. But I'm not going to be doing all the talking. I want us to chat, because everything is about communication. I've been posting this morning, I'm posting about love. It's all about love. You're taught hatred. Children don't automatically, people don't automatically like each other. I know when I was an intervention specialist in schools, children just love each other. They just automatically love each other. I was watching an episode of Ellen one day, and these little boys, it was one little boy, he was black, and a little boy that was white, and a little white boy said, "Mommy, he's my twin." And so his mom went and got them outfits alike, and I mean, it was so cute. But it has to be, it's taught at home. It's there. And I was always taught to love. I mean, love unconditionally. And so when I say I don't see color your skin, I don't judge people. I automatically love, and I love hard. But that's not everybody. Everybody hadn't had that teaching, right? But I just shared the link on in the broadcast. If you want to come on, we are going to be able to come on together. I mean, you're going to be able to come on and discuss with me. So I am going to be bringing on, if you click on it, you got to click on, oh, Lord Jesus. All right. Y'all in radio land, I'm now having Facebook land. I can't see it. Okay, y'all. This is going to be a powerful show, y'all. But when I tell y'all, everything is like going away and looking crazy. the devil is a liar. Lord, we thank you that you are getting the glory out of this, despite what we're experiencing. All right, y'all, we're back. I don't know what's going on technically, but I do know what it is. So the devil is a liar, but we are on. And for those of you who are watching live, trying to mixture every
All right, so for everybody, we are so we are just making sure that everybody's on, everybody can hear. But if you are wanting to be a part of the online streaming and you want to be a part of the conversation, click on that link where it says StreamYard with the letters behind it, and you can come on with me. Let's talk. Let's chat. Now, y'all, let's keep it positive, keep it clean, because everything, I mean, when I tell you I've been feeling the hearts of people, I've been just praying all day, I've been praying inwardly, I've been crying this morning because I feel the hearts of people. And, you know, it's heavy. But I just want to tell each and every person that's a family that's grieving, you know, and my condolences are with you, my heart is with you. Y'all, it's time to love and get past it, because for me, that's it. You are taught it comes from teaching at home, y'all. I don't care what anybody says. It comes from teaching at home. But we're going to have our first person come on. We have Mr. Reggie Red. Reggie, you are our first participant this evening. Welcome to the show, my brother. How are you? I am well. I am well. I tell you, this morning, the intercessor in me was just filling everybody's heart, and I was just praying, and I was crying, and God said, now, after you've gotten that out, now I need you to smile, and I need you to post a scripture telling people, first tell them you love them, then post that scripture telling them that love is not unjust, and it, you know, it loves all things, and it, you know, that scripture, and I was like, oh, wow. So I was obedient in that, and I felt so good after I released all of that. But the topic tonight, persevering past the pain. What do you have to add for this tonight?
Everyone, good evening, all your listeners. This is Mr. Reggie coming to you live from Duluth, Georgia. And, yes, this has been a very touchy one, okay? A lot of people have been calling, so yo, Reg, what's the issue? What does God have to say in all this? I've got so many different angles from so many different questions from so many different people. At this particular time, us being children of the Most High, we go to Daddy with everything else. Daddy, how do I respond? There are times, ladies and gentlemen, that the adversary would do his best to pull us into conversations that we may not be a part of, especially in a time when everybody is so emotional. There's wisdom being had, and if we don't have it, we should all stop it. But what we do have to follow for, he will give you what to say.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult time. Now, just again, my opinion, and I pray that those guys give me the spirit, but what is really going on right now is the body of Christ. This is the time that we really need our, and I don't like to say this word, but it is really the truth. We really need to start believing. Because why do we go to the house of God on a weekly basis? Why do we do Bible studies? Why do we do personal studies if we are not going to believe what the word says? Now, this suffering that the people are going through, God has already given part of the suffering that Jesus Christ himself has gone through. The justice or the injustice that's going on out here, and I don't want to make this a black and white thing, you know, but look, let's just really be real about what it is, okay? All people are not bad. The people that's wearing the uniforms, the people that have, you know, took the oath to serve and protect, y'all, everybody is not bad. I can recall a time when I was working inside the prison system myself, and even I didn't know God at the time, but God knew me. And she used to always, the inmate would always tell me to always be, don't come to work tomorrow. In other words, they had things already planned out, and they knew what they were going to raise up, so to speak. And when they raised up, it wasn't a personal person in their uniform, it's the uniform itself. So when you get a mob of people and they all come together and they start seeing red and that anger kicks in, and now everyone's emotions out of control. Faith just runs rampant through all of them. So God says, yes, my people would just stop and pray. Call out, turn away from their wicked ways. You would hear their land. And again, y'all, I'm not saying anything to upset anyone. I pray that I'm not. Yes, the injustice is hard, and it is great. As Christians, many of us, brothers and sisters, yes, we're all human. Now the time, as Leah said earlier, it's all about love. Right? You know, loving our brothers and sisters, praying for each other as we go through this. Y'all, this is not easy. And we think about Jesus when he was in the garden, and, you know, he knew what he had to go through, and he asked the Father to take any other way. But God says his ways are higher than our ways. Yes, we're in the midst and the thick of all of this. Y'all, this is the time for us, really. We have nothing but, right now, our power in God, our power that we can speak and we can call things. We have the right to speak the power that we have on the inside of us. So, see, I'm not going to go too much deeper into that, but I'm treading very lightly. But, y'all, for everybody that's listening and watching this, you know, love is a very powerful thing. And it's like, you know, sometimes we, like, for instance, sometimes we have situations that happen to us. Some of us may have ex-spouses or something where the relationship did not end up well. But as time goes on, do we not heal? Do we not learn how to forgive? Right? Now, again, I'm being wise. Some people cannot deal with that word, forgive. Ladies and gentlemen, now the time for us, really. You know, don't get caught up into the tricks of the adversary. Don't get pulled in to everything else that's going on. But we as children of light, we stop, we pray, we believe, and we continue speaking God's word and praise and love.
Amen, amen. I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. We have another guest that's wanting to share with us, and I appreciate you. Thank you again. All righty. All right, we see Miss Cornelia. Welcome to the broadcast. How are you, my sister?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't see you, but I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, we can hear you though, loud and clear. Now we can't hear you again. You hear, Cornelia? We have you on. Can we? Now we can hear you again. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, we did hear you when you said, can you hear me? All right, enemy, you are a defeated foe.
Sure, let me go into a better spot.
Okay. I can hear you when you said, let me go into a better spot.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Amen, amen. Yes, I can.
First of all, I want to thank you for who you are and what you stand for. I appreciate you so much. You bring light to my life every single day. I watch you, I follow you, and I thank God for having put us together. So thank you for that, first of all. This has been a very, very emotional time for me because I've been married. I myself am considered, I guess, white and German. been married for 40 years to an African-American man. Came over from a country as a young girl, and I had no clue about civil rights. I was not taught any of that in my white world. And then when I came to Tuskegee, Alabama, I got my education. And let me tell you, the things that I had to fast-track learn was heartbreaking, eye-opening, and life-changing. Mm. Not only that, the first book that I have written was because I could not understand why I was forced to have an abortion when I got married, when I got pregnant with my husband's child because it was half black. So I understand the tragedy of losing a baby because of its color of its skin. And I couldn't do anything. I was beaten until I had no more will. My will was broken. And then when I came over to the United States, I thought everything would be so much better. And it was not. I learned over and over and over what is going on. But let me tell you, this is why we need the Lord. When I found that God loves us, and I was embraced community, mostly African American, I was the only vanilla pop in the crowd. But I was loved. Mm-hmm. I was cared for. And when I was attacked over and over again, the African American community that could have turned their back on me, and I would have understood, protected me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm standing up. And my family
can hardly hear you, Cordelia. You're blanking out on us.
Okay, are you there?
Okay, we can hear you again.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm saying, love is not colorblind. That's what I write about. But love honors all colors, all people. And I've been embraced by the African-American community mostly, and protected. And now it's my time to speak out. And all I can do is speak out to my white brothers and sisters and let them know and educate them and tell them this is the time for you to come out of denial. And, you know, I'm right now, it's very controversial, some people say, my white privilege has been revoked. And sometimes my black ancestors denied, and I understand why.
Wow.
So, but this is just my time to see multicultural protest. I judge, I've never seen it before. Bring it home to my heart. I'm going to turn it over to you because I could speak on this for hours, and I thank you for giving me a voice and for not.
We love you too, and thank you so much for all that you do, all of the people that you bless with your baskets, and all of the lives you touch by being you. You know, people get caught up in so much of color. When I posted last week that I don't see a color, someone actually reached out to me, a dear friend of mine reached out to me, and she was like, you see color. She said, in fact, that's the first thing you see. And I'm like, well, I guess I should have said, I choose to not see your color. I choose to see your heart. It's a choice to be happy. It's a choice to love. So I choose to love because I walk out. You know, we all try to walk out what God has told us. He is love. So if I am trying to walk in his image and be in his image and likeness because I was born of him, then I got to choose to love despite what I see, despite what I feel, I choose to love. So I thank you so very much for all that you do. And I thank God for the divine connection because you have been a blessing to my life ever since we were in the play together last year.
Oh, you are just so awesome. And, you know, I want to encourage everyone that is going to listen maybe later. He died for you and me. He died for all shame, the flavor of humanity. Write that on your heart and understand that. And now, not for those that have gone the wrong way to make the U-turn. That's what I'm telling everyone, okay? You may have been for all your years being a racist. I told them, when they don't know I'm there, they talk about it. They realize, oops, I made a big mistake. But that U-turn is a now. Now is the day to change my soul. Or not a nice guy. Saul was a healer from the pit of hell, but all one that the Lord do. And he has at the top. I am declaring that this is a season where the laws of the world, which are the races of the world, all of it, are turning into balls that they can't even help themselves.
Yes,
they will have the God's will.
Oh, my goodness, honey, you said a word I'm in total agreement with you in the name of Jesus, and amen. We feel that thing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us.
Thank you for
having
me. A blessing to everyone.
You too. All right, y'all. Tonight, God put on my heart 2 days ago a topic. But he never really told me what we were going to speak about. And as everything was transpiring and my heart was heavy last night as I went to bed and I woke up heavy this morning, because as an intercessor and a person that fills the hearts of people, and you're constantly in prayer, it was like, whoo. But if you want to join me on the screen, if you don't want to be seen, you can do like Cornelia did. You don't have to show your face. You can actually turn your camera off and come on the screen. We want to hear your voice. If you have something to share, the topic is persevering past the pain. So I absolutely love what she said. Cornelia, Sister Teresa says, well said, love you. I tell you, that was well said. And I never knew her testimony. I mean, we've shared different things, but not on that capacity. I never knew that she was beaten because and things of that nature, because she's married to an African-American. They have been happily married for 40 years. Can you imagine being with your soulmate? They don't look like you, but he loves you beyond your, treating you like the queen that you desire. My God, my God. Anybody else want to join me? I tell you, I didn't know how this was going to go tonight. I just had to be obedient because I tell y'all all the time, this is God's show, and I'm just a mouthpiece that he chooses to use, and I'm excited and I'm honored that he chooses to use me. So who else want to join me? Like I said, if you don't want to be seen, you don't have to turn your camera on. Just click on that link where you see it says StreamYard with the letters behind it, and you can come on with me and share. For those of you in radio land, you can join me at 929-477-2178. Let me check on them, y'all. Give me a second. When I tell y'all everything that tried to come up against us tonight, it was just ridiculous. I mean, all the systems were up and running fine. As soon as 8 o'clock hit, everything just started back and crazy. I said, okay, I understand. And you got to understand what you're dealing with. And you got to be able to speak to a thing and move forward in it despite what you're seeing. So, you know, sometimes we get caught up in what it feels like. You got to move beyond your emotion. Like I had on that shirt the other week that said, out of our emotions, in my face. So in your face, you got to declare a thing. Yes, we see the chaos, but God, I declare peace. You know, so you shift into, you go ahead and use your power and authority that God has given you, and you speak a word. That's how everything was created. That's how we were created, through a word. So, I'm not going to preach on it, y'all. Okay, so if you want to join me, come on, y'all. Click on the StreamYard link. But I tell you, like I said, I did not know how this was going to go or flow. But I've been seeing so much. I've seen some peaceful marches, y'all, that has blessed me. But we're not seeing that in the media. We're not seeing that in the news. One lady shared it with me. She sent it to me. And I was like, wow, we're seeing the rising. And I do not agree with rising. I do not agree with burning things. But people are tired. They're scared. They don't know what to do. And so coming out of being stuck in the house with the quarantine and then going straight into all of this, people don't know what to do with themselves. But what I tell you to do is pray and then pray some more, okay? Y'all, I tell you, God is so faithful. But I posted the scripture today, and that scripture, and I'm going to read to you that scripture for those of you who are getting up the nerve to come on. Like I said, you don't have to show your face. You can turn the camera off if you're not, you know, if you're not presentable, okay? So the scripture that I posted today was out of 1 Corinthians 13, and it was, love is patient and kind, is the New Living Translation. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices wherever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. So, y'all, believe that we can love our way past this. We can pray our way past this. Hey, celebrate, and it's okay to exercise your Second Amendment right to walk and march and speak, but do it peacefully. Because we don't need any more bloodshed. We don't need any more people getting hurt. It's absolutely heart-wrenching to be able to see some of the things that we've seen on the news with people being shot by rubber bullets and things of that nature. But let's focus on how we want to shift things, not what we're seeing, turn the TV off, and shift things to how you want them to how you want to see them. Go ahead and declare it. Go ahead and speak it like Cornelia was declaring the thing. It's time for us now, y'all, to pray and exercise our faith. It's time to exercise our faith, y'all. So I don't have anybody else looking like they want to join me tonight. Let me check Radio Land over here. But, again, I thank you all so much for joining us tonight on the topic of persevering past the pain. Y'all, get in your word, turn the TV off. Turn the social media off, because all that is doing is fueling the fire, because all you're seeing is the negativity, and it's making you angry. It's making you, it's stirring up everything negative because you're not seeing positive. But I declare peace into your household. I declare peace into your heart for those families that are grieving, whether they lost families to COVID or lost families to injustice or just people that have been sick. I declare peace into your hearts, your household. Comfort and strength to you, even for those who have not lost anybody. I declare peace, comfort, and strength to your heart, mind, your body, and your soul. It's time for us to shift our mindset. It's time for us to pray, as Cornelia said. That's one of my daily prayers. I ask God to increase me in wisdom. I want to be like Solomon. Increase my wisdom. Increase us in discernment so we'll know how to talk, how to walk, and when to move. Because sometimes we're moving out of place. So I say to you, y'all, let's walk in love. Let's not be like others. Let's not be fueled by what the adversary is trying to do. You got to see the tactics of the enemy. And for those of you, if you want your voice to be heard, the primaries are going on in several states. They had it today, and they have some more in other states coming up on the 9th. Don't wait until November to go vote. Go do your research now. Find out who are your local people, because your local people are your voice that's going to tie into everything. They're the one that's going to make things happen in your backyard, in your neighborhood. So make sure you're going after primaries. It's happening sometime this month. check that out and make sure you go. Make sure your voice is heard. Well, I am Aaliyah Smith on Friday Inspire. I love you guys. I am your purpose midwife. I am your purpose pusher. I want to see you walk in that God-given ability that God has called you to be. I want you to live out that life of purpose that he's called you to be. The greatness is in you, and so don't get distracted or unfocused by what we're seeing. It's time to pray. It's time to continue to move forward. I'm Aaliyah. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. Have a blessed one.